You're listening to the Britpop Show,
sponsored by Creation Day Festival,
playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It's the Britpop Show. Welcome. It's that time of week. It's cold outside, but we can warm you with by the fact that we're going back to 1996. If you were listening last week, we did 1995, and this week we are doing 1996. No need to guess. It was too obvious to guess the theme this week. So sit back and imagine the fact that it's the 1st of January 1996, and all of this music is on the horizon.
Sally, Taking you back to the 90s.
As the advertisement said, taking you back to the 90s, or more specifically, 1996, because that's what we're doing, because 1996 was 30 years ago, because we are now, of course, 2026. So imagine yourself, like I say, start of 1996, thinking all of this is on the horizon, including this from, frankly, Suede's best album.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't quite caught on and still haven't got up with the programme, we are playing songs from 1996, which is 30 years ago now. And a message from Steve, and just to remind you, look, I've got loads of room here. If there's a song from 96, preferably from 96, that you want to hear, shout it out, because there's a lot that I'm going to have to leave out. So if you want one, you better let me know. But Steve has said, funny, because Brett, the lead singer of Suede, he said, Brett Anderson's voice used to grate on me in the 90s, but I really like it now. Took a while. Yeah, only exactly 30 years, Steve.
Hits from the 1990s.
I'm falling too weak. I have lost
Who doesn't love a bit of Long Pigs? That's off their debut album, released 30 years ago, and yet still yesterday I was playing it on repeat on the record player. Love a bit of the Long Pigs. Next band, Cast. Now, Cast, even though it's 30 years since they released their debut album, they're still releasing music. They've got an album out the end of this month. It's called Yeah, 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 and they are doing a stripped back album release show. They're doing a tour of those shows starting on the 29th of January in Leeds. Then they go Bury, Liverpool, Newcastle, Glasgow, Edinburgh, London, Kingston, Birmingham, Brighton, Southampton, Bristol, Milton Keynes, Leicester, Cardiff, and ending on the 13th of February in Sheffield. That's a stripped back show to celebrate their album release. And here is something that they released 30 years ago. Now, I asked for a request, didn't get any though. Got one for a message from Brian though, saying, "Greetings, David. Never mind your theme. How about a bit of We Don't Like Cricket, We Love It?" Now, Brian's an Australian, and so is reveling in the fact that they've won the Ashes. Brian, I can't find that, unfortunately, on the system. What I can find though is Yellow by Coldplay, and we all know Yellow is the colour of sandpaper. Now, for a movement that probably had 1 to 2 years left, i.e. Britpop, if you listen to the so-called experts, there's quite a lot of debut albums. Obviously, the Bluetones' debut album was in 96, their Cast debut album in 96, and this next one, Manson, their debut album was, I think, 97, but around 96, they started releasing EPs. And if, like me, you bought every single one of those EPs, and sometimes I'd buy the there'd be two versions, because there would be different B-sides on each of the versions. And some of the B-sides, I've got to say, Manson's B-sides are nearly as good as Oasis's B-sides. The quality of Manson's B-sides were brilliant. So if you get a chance to get any of those EPs, feel free to, you know, make sure you do. But in fact, you know, I've got all of them, and they all started. It didn't quite start with Stripper Vicar, but it all started with Take It Easy Chicken. But after that, this is where it really took off, Stripper Vicar.
From the 1990s.
sitting in the corner looking rather uptight. So I say hello and I try to be nice, but I see he's feeling itchy, trying to play us off each other. Girls, girls, please don't fight.
You get the picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about a sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted that ever. Christ, this guy's too much.
I wanna tell him
I'm as human as the next girl. I lack a bit of flattery, but I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score. I've heard it all before.
Here comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. He's watching his reflection. I'm a fucking mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years bad luck.
I wanna tell him
when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score, I've heard it all before. Ooh, you're such a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, we know the score.
Just songs from 1996. If you can't handle it, hang up now. Now, what we just had Christmas, and what were we doing over Christmas? Netflix, obviously, nothing else. Just binging on Netflix and food. And Tim Burgess sent out a tweet on the 3rd of January. He said he had just got a message from Shazam, and the message said this: "The Only One I Know by The Charlatans has rocketed into top searched tracks globally this year due to its inclusion in Runaway, the new Harlan Coben Netflix thriller." And he said it was amazing that people around the world are still discovering their music. How can people not already know this song?
We'll be right back.
Now, I did ask for requests, and I'm getting loads of requests from Mark of songs that he says were released in 1996. And I promise you, Mark, I will play one, but I'm going to tease you. I'm going to play it just at the end. It's the last song I'm going to play. So one of the songs you suggested is going to be the last song on the show. That's hooked you in, hasn't it? That's going to keep you listening for at least another 20 minutes. In the meantime, here's a song we don't play enough. This is Space. To counter that comment from the Aussie, it's 30 years since we've had 30 Years of Hurt. And you've heard it here first. This is the year. England, bring it home. Come on, England.
We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back. It's on getting back. It's on getting back.
So many sneers. see that tackle by Moore. And when Lineker scored, Bobby Belt in the ball. And nobody dancing. Three lads on the shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming. 30 years of hurt. Never stop.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
I can't stop it.
So it's 30 years since Ash released their debut album, which must mean the band are about 37 now. Just sneaking in with a message at the end of the show is Dave-O, who says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well, Dave-O. Now, Mark has been suggesting loads of songs from 1996, and I've been sort of teasing him with which ones he's going to play, and this is the one that I've chosen. They ruled the waves in the summer of 1995. They ruled the radio waves in the summer of 1996. It Can Only Be Good Enough by Dodgy. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.